Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to New Media Central, your hub for balanced news and informed commentary. I'm Keith Teedy, your host, dedicated to providing unique perspectives on today's complex events. Join me in navigating the sometimes disturbing, sometimes jarring, and yet hopeful developments that are going on in the world. Today I'm talking about the party that's going on in America. We're having a toga party. That's such a great movie. But what I want to get to is it's time to stop partying a little bit and get serious until we get back on track again. Then we can start partying again. So I was thinking today about a movie that I saw back after I graduated. Had to have been in the late 70s, 77, 78. Not sure of the date, but it's called Animal House. It was by people involved with a magazine called National Lampoon. It was big on college campuses at the time. I remember back then, well, I was, 18, 19 years old. It was the funniest movie out at that time. One of the funniest movies I'd ever seen. And it was about a fraternity house that enjoyed partying, drinking, and having women over, young girls, other sorority girls. And they partied a lot. And at that time of my life, I did quite a bit of partying, and so I thought that was awesome. This whole fraternity house was just a one giant party. The reason I bring that up right now is because America is almost kind of like it's Animal House. I mean, the party is ongoing and huge. Everybody's partying, even though the dean comes by and says, one more infraction and you're... fraternity is out of this college. And so in response, they go, well, let's have a toga party. And one of the guys in the fraternity goes, no, we can't do that. It's one more, and it will be the end of this fraternity. And we don't want that. And they said, they're going to kick us out anyway. We might as well enjoy it. So they have a toga party, and it's a really funny, good part of the movie. But what I'm getting at is America is like, well, the entire world, but America is the thing that really concerns me because I live here. It's like they know one more misstep and the whole thing's going to come crashing down. It's very close and we're still going, party, let's have a toga party. We're supposed to outgrow that stuff, you know. After a few years, you know, after high school and college, you kind of slow down on the partying a little bit and kind of beef up the mature adult in yourself and become productive and don't look at life like, oh, one more chance, we might as well party. We can't do that now. We got ourselves kind of boxed into a corner and we can't have another toga party. As fun as it would be, and you know, even though I'm way past that time of my life, I still like to party. From time to time, have a few beers with friends, we go out to dinner, you know, we don't have toga parties anymore, but you have to balance it with reality and having fun, and I'm one of the first guys to say, hey, let's have some fun, but do it responsibly. And I know that sounds horrible to a lot of people, especially younger people, but yeah, we got a lot riding on what happens here in the near future as far as what we do as a country to continue to be the lone superpower and the country that all other countries look to for direction. And right now, if they're looking at us, they're laughing and they're going, oh, well, America says, let's party, let's go ahead and party. I can't keep up doing this. Our spending is totally out of control. And I mean totally. I've got some stats here. Let me see if I can find these. Oh my goodness. And here it is. Since America's founding in 1787 until 2008, we accumulated $10 trillion in debt. Sounds like a lot, but over, what is that, 221 years? Look at this. That was $10 trillion. From 1787 to 2008. In the 15 years since, we've accumulated $21 trillion. Compare $10 trillion in 221 years to $21 trillion in 15 years. That can't go on. That can't go on at flat. Can't go on. So anyway, the thing I'm trying to get to here is it's time. And we need to do something, and it comes from leadership. Even though our leadership has really fallen down on the job lately, we need someone, Donald Trump, who can do what he's already proven that he can do. He can reduce inflation. He can get interest rates down. He can make us the most oil-independent country in the world, the greatest exporter of oil in the world. It's huge money, it's a lot of jobs, and it keeps us from having to pay other people for our petroleum, which, whether you're on the side of green energy or not, there's an interim period. We're not going to have enough windmills and solar panels and anything else to make this country run today. We've got to get from here to there. And the thing that we know that works between now and then is petroleum. So all the stuff that Trump did as far as petroleum and making us the largest exporter of oil in the country, in the world, are gone now. That was the first thing Joe Biden did. So we got to have somebody. And Trump's the only one. He may not be the only one, but it's the only one on the national stage right now that's going to possibly be running for president in the next election for 2024. We got to have him, man. I don't care how you think, what's your... where you lean on the political spectrum, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is before we get kicked off campus for having that next toga party, we got to get serious and go, okay, there's going to be a lot of partying going on in the near future. But the immediate future is we got to get this under control. It is so far out of control right now. It's going to take someone like Trump. No, let me rephrase that. It's going to take Trump to get us there. There's nobody else. DeSantis? No. A lot of these guys have really good ideas, really good ideals, but they don't got the ball sack. I'm sorry to say, Xi from China is not going to back down from DeSantis. Putin in Russia is not going to back down from DeSantis. I'm sorry. I wish there was another one so we'd have at least an option, but there isn't. I like Trump. I like everything he did for this country. I know a lot of people are unhappy with the way he presents himself and the way he talks about things. So what? I mean, let me see if I can think of a quick analogy here. So you got a guy that's a worthless piece of junk that's never going to help you with anything in your life, but he talks nice. And then you got another guy that rubs you wrong a little bit sometimes, but he's going to get you from here to there. And you're going to end up a lot better off. Who are you going to pick? Well, right now, America is picking the little wimpy guy that's not doing nothing for anybody because he talks nice and he doesn't offend anybody. Well, I'm sorry, that don't work. We know it doesn't. We've got a lot of history showing that that doesn't work. Might is right. You can't get around that. You can make it a little bit more digestible, and you can use a clear head to make sure that you're not just going off at the handle, but might is right. We got a, one of the other things Trump did was gave us the strongest military we've had in years. And now nobody's scared of America anymore. And we shouldn't have all the whole world scared of us, you know, to do anything. They should respect us, which includes fear us, which includes a very, very strong military and a very, very, very strong commander in chief. I don't know what else I can say about this. There's so much that needs to be said, but I just had to get that out there where no more toga parties, not for the immediate future. Down the road, yeah, there'll be plenty of room for plenty of parties. And right now, we gotta put our nose to the grindstone and get past this funk we are in. Nobody likes this country anymore. The people who live here don't even like the way it's going. We gotta get back on that track of the entire world going, wow, we wish we were Americans. Wow, they do everything right. No country's ever going to do everything right. But sometimes a country can be exceptional, and a lot of stuff they do is good. And when that happens, a lot of people from around the world are going, I want to go there. And that's how immigration should be. Not just open and floodgates and let everybody in, including the bad people who, there's another statistic I just read about fentanyl. It's killed more people in the last year than guns and automobile accidents combined. Fentanyl, which is coming in because of our border situation. You're never going to be able to stop it completely, but that's coming in free right now. It's a river. It flows in here, and there's no intention of stopping it. We got to stop it. We got to stop people, and we got to stop bad things from coming into this country. And then we get ourselves good, and we get back on track, and everybody is going to want to come here. And we can be a little selective. You know, I don't want to be an elitist, but and I'm happy that I was born here, so I don't have to try to get in, because there's no other place on the planet I would rather live. But we do. I mean, it's different now than it was then, in the respect that there's a lot more people on this planet now than there ever was before. And there's a lot more people in this country than there ever was before. So, yeah, we've gotten to the point where we can be a little selective now and say, hey, you want to come to this country? We want you. We'd love to have you. You have to do a couple of things. You can't just slouch on in here and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get in on all the freebies here. You have to decide, yeah, I'm going to come here. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to pay my taxes. I'm going to contribute to the American story. And, yeah, then we're happy to have you. Just coming across here wanting to deal your drugs and get in on the freebies? No. That's got to stop. And that's got to stop now. And we got to get a handle on our economy. It's fragile. Everybody knows that. And it's teetering right now. We got to get somebody in there that we can follow who can tell us what needs to be done, have all the levers to pull to make sure that it does get done, and then we're there. We're not that far from it right now, even though it seems like it, and there's a lot of big, huge mess that has to be undone to get it working properly again, but it's like anything else. It's a snowball. Once we get on that track, that snowball is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until we are rolling down the mountainside and really becoming the great country we should be. Not the pitiful little no-account country that we are right now. And I hate to say that. And the problem is, it's getting worse right now, not better. We need to turn the corner. We need to elect the right person. And we all need to go, I'm not an immigrant. I live here. But I'm still going to work my tail feathers off. I'm not going to expect anybody to take care of me. I'm going to work my tail feathers off from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed. There's plenty of time for partying in there. And we will do that, but you have to. You can't just kick back and go, I've been in a situation where I hire people, and I've seen it in the 40 years that I've been doing that. It's different now. And the difference is people coming in wanting jobs are going, no, you're not paying enough. No, you don't have all the incentives for me to come in here. No, I'll go somewhere else. And they do. And they find out, well, it's really no different here. So I'm just going to go live in my mom's basement. Come on, man. Really? You're never going to have a sense of accomplishment, which is so important for any human, if that's your attitude. I'm just not going to do anything. Yeah, my mom's got a house. She's paying for all her stuff. And I can just live in the basement for the rest of my life. That ain't going to get it. That ain't even going to come close to getting it. So let's turn that corner. Let's give up on that stupid idea. Let's get a work ethic like this country has had for almost all of its history, where you come, you work hard, you accomplish stuff, and it's so good. It feels so good. Laying around in bed going, I'm not going to go to work today. I got a hangnail, and you know, I was out too late last night. I'm not going to work today. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't get you to the exceptional country that we had for many, many years, for hundreds of years. That's not how you get there. You get there by waking up in the morning, going, hey, this is a work day. I'm going to go work my ass off until I get home. Have a little something to eat, go to bed, and do the same thing tomorrow. You know, work for the weekend, then party. You know, I know a lot of people that don't really have much of a weekend. They work 7 days a week. I don't recommend that, but that's the work ethic we need. So let's hold off on that toga party just for a while. I mean, we don't have to look at this as, oh, it's never going to be the same. It's going to be years and years. I probably won't live long enough to enjoy it. It's not going to take long, but we do have to come to a consensus. It's going to take the whole country. Some people have more energy and more strength and more ability to do more than others. Some people don't have as much to offer. It doesn't matter. As long as when you get out there, you're working your tail feathers off. And it's just, it's not something we're just going to do this for a little while. It's got to be where our head is at to maintain the exceptional country that we always were. So, yeah, let's just, let's hold off on that toga party for now. We know we're going to have toga parties in the future, and there's going to be toga parties along the way. But that's after we do the work.